Cutting my own way through my own day, and all I dare say is it's my own. I got my own seeds, I got my own weeds, I got my own harvest that I've sown. Now I can tell you things I've done, and I can sing you songs I've sung. But there's one thing I can't give, I and I alone can live. The years I've known and the life I've grown, I got a way I'm going, and it's my way. I get my own in my own game, I got my own name, and it's my way. I got my own wrong, I got my own right, I got my own fight, and it's my way. I got my own peace, I got my own wrath, I got my own path that only I can go. Come, you're there alone. Years you'll know, and a life you'll grow. You got a way to go, and it's all on your own.
That's Buffy St. Marie with It's My Way from her latest album, 2015's Polaris Prize winning Power in the Blood. And Buffy St. Marie appearing with the Sadies will be one of the headliners at the 33rd Hillside Festival, taking place the weekend of July the 22nd to 24th on the island in beautiful Guelph Lake Conservation Area. Consistently voted one of the best summer festivals in Canada, Hillside has developed a strong reputation for not just serving up a wonderful variety of music, but also producing festival highlights that are often not the artists you came to the festival to see. And to learn more about this year's lineup, we're pleased to welcome back to Folk Roots Radio Artistic Director Sam Bajal. How are you doing today, Sam?
I'm just fine, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful to have you join us today. I get excited when we get close to Hillside because, as I mentioned in the preamble, It's one of the things. Not only is it in a wonderful place, not only is there a wonderful vibe and so much great music, but it is a true thing that you often go to Hillside knowing artists you definitely want to see and come home with Hillside highlights that are often people you didn't even know you liked before you get there. That, I think, is one of the most exciting things for me. One of the things I like to do, though, when we have a conversation like this is to get a little bit of a feel for the artists you think we should be checking out and why you, pull the program together in this way. Being an artistic director is obviously, it's a huge responsibility to try and put together a program that really works. And you've been doing it year after year at Hillside. We started off with Buffy. You must be really excited that she's coming to Hillside this year.
Yeah, you know, that situation came about, like, in such an interesting way. Buffy played the festival once a number of years ago, right? She did, a great set, and it was, you know, very well received. And this year it just came about from a perspective of actually we kind of collaborated and went, well, you know, there's been this thing with the Sadies that she's been wanting to do for a long time. I think they've done a little bit of work together, but they've really not done a formal presentation. So that's how this came about. It's like, well, you know, they both kind of simultaneously happened. It's like, you know, we're going to be able to do something that's never taken place before, because these artists have actually wanted to work together more formally after having a little bit of interaction. So they met to rehearse even, like, sometime around now, I think, or last week. And I heard the other day that from their tech that the rehearsals were quite something. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting to hear, you know, Buffy songs being done with the Sadies backing them up.
And I think Buffy and the Sadies will be closing the festival on Sunday night. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, it'll be the last set of the evening and then the festival. Yeah, we think it's a really great and unique, you know, closing to the festival, you know, to have something take place that's actually never happened before, even on any other stage.
And we should mention that if you want to check out the lineup for Hillside, it's now posted fully at hillsidefestival.ca. What I'd like to do, Sam, is give you a chance to take us through some of your highlights for this year's festival and some of the people you think people really need to come and check out.
As always, there's a lot of artists that are new to our audiences, which has kind of been our stories forever, you know. Every now and then we have some people that are more familiar than others, you know. But this year I would say that, you know, one of the ones that I'm really excited about is that, you know, if you want to talk about people that are closing nights, the Milk Carton Kids from the States there, you know, who I would say are kind of reminiscent in a way of the Everly Brothers, you know. Two guys who sing beautifully, play beautifully. They don't use any kind of, like, they don't use any onstage monitors. They just sing and play into one mic. It's very old school. It's wonderful music. I mean, they're closing Friday night. Another artist, and this one actually has played the festival a long time ago, I think maybe in 2010 or 11, it's Carl Denson's Tiny Universe, which is like a 9-piece funk, R&B, you name it, type outfit, you know. They were very well received way back when they played, too. And, I mean, the interesting thing about Carl now is that Carl's a horn player, he, for the last 2 years, has been like the resident sax and horn player with the Rolling Stones. He replaced Bobby Keys when he was getting sick and sadly passed away. So yeah, he's like, you know, he's got a pretty good gig going there. But the band he's had has been going for many, many years, and you know, it's a great big dance. Very, very talented people.
And I think he's going to be closing on Saturday night, is that right?
He is closing on Saturday night, that's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's very appropriate spot for him on the main stage. Another artist that's Tons is like, you know, members of Sloan and the Inbreds from the East Coast, you know, that's one that we're pretty excited about because it's a new formation, you know, that's taken place. Another one is Chloe Charles. She's like a more of a jazz kind of singer, you know. She's out of Toronto. She's making quite a splash actually lately. I could go on about certain things like the Mandolin Orange, who's like, you know, in a sort of more in the bluegrass vein. So, you know, you've got the folky stuff, you know, like the roots folk stuff that's being played by new people, young musicians, you know, like, and then you've got like things that are just slamming punk, like pop, you know. So as always, we're all over the map. I mean, you know, Kid Koala's coming in and doing like a main stage vinyl vaudeville show with dancers. Yeah, you can just kind of go down the list of who's there, and you're gonna get, like always, you have things that are for different tastes. And I mean, Andy Schaaf, we're really excited about Andy Schaaf, who's on Friday night, was on the Arts and Crafts label. Sun Little is fantastic. I saw him open for Leon Bridges at Massey Hall. Yeah, but there's no shortage.
Well, it's funny because I was just looking at the lineup for Saturday night on the main stage. I love the main stage in the evenings, especially on, you know, beautiful summer nights. But on Saturday night, you have a lineup that runs through Chloe Charles, you've just mentioned, Donovan Woods, who's been pulling up trees with every album that he's put out. His mm-hmm. latest album, Hard Settle Ain't Troubled, is absolutely fabulous. He's on there. And then there's this wonderful duo, Rising Appalachia, that are also coming. They're on the main stage just before Carl Denison's Tiny Universe takes over. Do you want to talk about Rising Appalachia?
Yeah, they, I mean, they have a band that plays with them. I mean, they have incredibly unique vocals. And, you know, they're really, they're in line with our ethics and values, if you want to talk about it that way, you know, very socially conscious. They have a bit of a cult following for the people who know them, you know. There's people that actually travel to go see them. Yeah, I also have them participating in the Gospel Hour, you know, which is going to be something else this year. It usually is something else.
Can you tell us who else will be part of the Gospel Hour this year?
Who do we got in there? We got like Ben Kaplan, and we got like Old Man Ludica, you know, which those two alone are like, you know, they put on something when they get together. And you've got Rose Cousins in there, and you've got Rising Appalachia. And who else do I have in there? I'm just trying to remember. Oh, Mandolin Orange. Yeah. So, you know, you got a collection of people from different corners of North America, you know, and I think it's going to be great. I mean, it that's generally how it comes together, you know. Yeah, I think this will be just like any other ones we've had over the years, quite fun.
Can you talk a little bit about Hillside as an institution? We mentioned at the start, 33 years. When you were talking about Rising Appalachia, you were talking about the Hillside values, which really underwrite a lot of what goes on at the festival. You know, Hillside has been a festival that has avoided taking big money sponsorship to try and make sure that it's still is a festival that stays true to its values. Can you talk about that?
Well, you know, the festival is brought to you by the festival. You know, in this day and age, I mean, I think, you know, corporate sponsorship is something that is out there. I mean, it's done in various ways. I mean, it's not like, you know, an evil thing or anything like that. But, I mean, it's always been like a lot of people that have brought this festival to you. After being involved with it for so long, I mean, I've witnessed, you know, that there's one thing that's consistent all through these years is the values. You know, some of the landscape has changed, but it's basically still the same festival. You know, it's like you've got the environmental sensibility, which is basically exactly what I just said. Sensibility. It hasn't been about, oh, we're going to go green now. We've been green since the beginning. Why? Because it was common sense. You know, like, oh, we need to do something here that, you know, it wasn't like an initiative. It was like just right there from the beginning. And sure, over the years, there's been more things to try to reduce that, you know, as they say, the footprint and all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's not to like slam anything, you know, and say, oh, this is wrong to do it this way or that way. It's just the way that we do this, you know. It's just the way we deliver the festival. And people like it that way. And it's pretty straightforward, you know. There's no strings attached.
And Hillside is not just about the music. There are also other important aspects.
Oh, yeah, and that's always been the case. I mean, you know, this is the thing. When people come to Hillside, I mean, it's it's a social gathering. I mean, it's a meeting place, and then you've got these, you know, besides just doing something simple as going and hanging out under a tree, and having a conversation. I mean, there's like just all these other activities that are, you know, like healing arts workshops and, you know, all kinds of crafts and things like that. And then you've got, like, for what many people is one of the most favorite things, is the food pavilion, because there's such a great collection of people's, you know, different international foods, and, you know, it's part of the experience, you know, of being there. So yeah, you go and see a bunch of music, but it's a really good hang, you know.
One of the things that I love at Hillside is how prominent the drum and dance part is, you know, that people really do get. You get onto the island, it is a beautiful place, and then you have that wonderful vibe that circulates. You hear the drumming from the drumming area at Hillside, and then obviously you have the opportunity to get and enjoy all of that on a Saturday morning. It's just an absolutely fabulous way to start the day.
Yeah, and that's been like just part of the heart and soul of this festival from the beginning. You know, it's it sets the tone for the day. You know, sometimes we take these things for granted, you know, because you've seen them every year, but they really, it's such a core part of things. And I think the best way for me to describe it is to say that it sets the tone.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Well, look, it's been great chatting with you again. I'm certainly looking forward to being back on the island very shortly. If people want to learn more about the festival and pick up their tickets, how can they do that?
Well, they can go to hillsidefestival.ca and go to the ticket page, or it's right on the home page. You can click on it. There's still tickets available. So, you know, we're just about a week and a half away, you know. We encourage folks to get them.
It's going to be fabulous. I want to mention the website again, because if you're still not sure of, you know, whether you can get to Hillside, we certainly hope you can. As Sam mentioned, there's still tickets available. One of the things I love is the fact that, you know, we talk about Hillside values. Hillside has made a huge effort to make sure that their website is as accessible as possible for everybody. A wonderful place to learn about the artists. And we started off the interview talking about the fact that you often go to Hillside wanting to see certain people, and then you come home raving about people you didn't even know you would like. And there's an opportunity to learn about all of those artists. You can even select the different aspects of your Hillside and put it all together on the website.
Yeah, you can create your own. You can create your own schedule. That's right.
That's a very cool thing. It's been a great pleasure, as usual, to talk to you today. We're going to finish with another one of the Hillside artists. Rose Cousins will be back at Hillside. She's getting ready to work on her next release. This is her single from 2015, Let the Light Come In. And Hillside is definitely one of the places that happens. Sam, as always, it's a pleasure.
Thank you. Pleasure to join too.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Embrace it. Let the light come in. We may.